It's been 1 year since a series of massive wildfires burned nearly 250,000 acres in Northern California's wine country. The fires were devastating. More than 40 people lost their lives, and thousands of homes and buildings were destroyed. Vivek and Aruna Jayaraman and their two kids were among the victims. Their home burned to the ground. They lost everything and overnight became homeless. Now, 1 year later, they tell us how they survived in the weeks and months after the fires.
We were just trying so hard to figure out where we were even going to live. You know, just trying to find lodging was our utmost priority. I mean, after like going and getting the kids some underwear. But that was the most stressful part, was thinking, okay, we have to get back to work. There's only so much time you're going to be taking off. And we had no place to live. And that was really, really stressful that first week.
You know, we were fortunate for a couple of reasons. One, the community. Shortly after the fires, we had friends of ours, and we didn't really know them well at the time, but they have a son at the same school as our children. And they opened up their guest house to us. And so for a period of about 5 weeks, we lived in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath guest home, but it was great. And in the sense that we had a place to stay, the kids came back to school. It's kind of a place from which we could start to orient ourselves. In parallel, about a week after the fire, we actually made an offer on a home about 10 miles from the home that we lost. You know, even to this day, you know, we just recently, about a month ago, moved for the fifth time in the last 11 months, with the hope that the next move will hopefully be the last one for quite some time. But there's still a level of dislocation, unrest that persists even 12 months after the fire.
I want to ask a question about the paperwork, just the detail, the insurance, FEMA, all of the logistical things that have to be taken care of after you found shelter. What's that been like?
It's like layering a full-time job on top of two jobs and raising a family. And so it's onerous, to say the least. You can imagine when you lose everything, literally trying to take a mental inventory of what's inside every cabinet or drawer, or what might have been in every room. I mean, it's, you know, you're sort of reliving on a daily basis sort of what you lost. It's been an incredibly time-consuming process.
And I'm wondering what your children have gone through. How have they, I mean, we know children are resilient, but what impact did this have on them?
You know, it was really hard for that first 5 weeks because we were living in a small space. You know, my daughter was just sleeping on the floor, and I couldn't make meals. We didn't have like a routine. And that was really hard, especially on my son. You know, my daughter, I think she'd heard us say it so many times that she just kept kind of repeating, you know, all that matters is that we're safe. And for my son, it was, you know, I've lost everything. And there were things like Halloween came up, and my daughter had picked this outfit that she wanted for Halloween, and I had ordered it, and she was so excited about it. And then because it was being shipped to our old address, it just got sent back, and she didn't have it for Halloween. And you know, our school was wonderful. People donated Halloween costumes, and she picked one of those out. But that day, she was in tears. And I mean, it's something so small, right? But for her, it was a big deal. And it just made me feel so sad that one more thing was still affecting things going forward. But there were just so many things that were done for us that really made them feel like people cared. And that helped a lot, too.
What's been the emotional impact on each of you? How have you all changed in this past year?
Wow. You know, there's just been just this thing where, like, you know, you'll think about something that you've lost, like pictures. Pictures are the biggest thing. Or all the kids' art projects that I had saved over the years. And I find that I just have to block it out.
Vivek, what about you?
On some level, I feel like, okay, this is, you know, we've proven that we can survive something like this and hopefully come out of it on the other end thriving. You know, it definitely makes me appreciate the relationships that I have in my life. And at the end of the day, we have all of the really important stuff. I feel like all things considered, things are pretty good. And I anticipate they'll only get better each day going forward.
Vivek, Aruna, thanks for joining us again and telling us these stories. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.